If you wanted to learn how to ride a bike, you'd take the steps to learn, right? You'd practice, you'd fall, you'd make mistakes. But those mistakes don't invalidate the process of you learning how to ride a bike, do they? As a matter of fact, it's all the falls and the scrapes and the bruises and the getting back up and getting back on again that actually allows you to ultimately achieve your goal of riding the bike. Now let's apply that little analogy across to positivity. But before we do, I do want to explain that we do tend to, as human creatures, lean towards the negative because it's easier to roll downhill. And that's not to say that our little feelers that we have out there aren't valuable. Of course they are. They ensure that we don't make mistakes or make bad decisions. However, if we follow that negativity down too far in the rabbit hole, we end up working against ourselves. We never get back up off the ground. We never shake off the mistakes and learn how to ride that bike again. It's when we follow those negative thoughts down the rabbit warren that we find that we can't evolve into who we're truly meant to be. We can't learn from our mistakes because we're too busy being fearful. We're too busy with the scarcity mentality. We're too busy being jealous of others. So if you find that you're perhaps in this rabbit warren of things not working out over and over and over again, or that bad things are continuously happening, or that you can't see that way to where you want to go, you can't get to that vision that you have in your mind, then I'm going to ask you a question. If you were wanting to learn how to ride a bike, if you fell off, would you just stop? Or would you get up and try again? You'd try again, of course. So positivity is like riding a bike. If you fall off, you just have to get back on again and keep practicing. Now, I want to be clear, being positive and practicing being positive isn't about lying to yourself. It's not about pretending that there isn't something horrible right over there. It's about acknowledging, yes, I know, I fell off the bike, I made the mistake, I bumped my knee, but you know what? I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to take another way. I'm going to get back up on my bike and I'm going to try it again. So to answer the question, which this blog's name is, are positive people fooling themselves? My answer is no. The positive people of this world are not fooling themselves. They are not lying to themselves. What are they doing? They're just getting back up again and getting on that bike. Because they know if they don't persevere, they'll never be able to learn and ride to their freedom. So, one last time, sweet friends, are you willing to get back up and get on that bike? I hope this has been helpful for you, and no matter what you do, please keep moving forward. I know you have a light to shine, and I cannot wait to see it. Big love to you.